Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to And That's Why We're Not Together, starring David Maksevich and Hannah Andrews.
Well, where's our guest, Hannah?
So our guest is Maya. She's a trans and she owns 3 hair salons, the Vital Studio, but she's not here.
Okay, cut to Maya.
She's really pretty and she's got long hair and... Boobs.
We were going to start the podcast at 7 p.m.
And now it's
7:30 and she hasn't...
7:20,
she hasn't texted you.
She didn't, but you never know.
Did she text you earlier on today?
No, but I texted last night.
And did she text you then?
Yes.
And what did she say?
She says she's... Oh, Maya, message. Oh, my God.
Hannah's so happy.
Honey, on my way. She can't... Oh, yeah, I remember. I went to a hairdresser. That's where I met her. And she was 20 minutes late to open the salon.
Yeah.
And she says she is a substitute. She's just running the salon.
She's such a poor timekeeper. She'll be late to her own funeral, says you. What?
But she says she doesn't want to do a job. And I mean hairdressing, because she can't keep up appointments. So she will be here. She will be here. And you know, she likes grandeur entrance. That's what she is. She's a diva.
I'll get some walk-in music for her.
You really
like Maya, don't you?
I think she's funny. Really sorry. Had a problem with my dog. I didn't know if she had a dog.
What's her second name? Or
Maya.
Yeah, but just Maya. Just Maya. We just call her Maya.
Yeah, she doesn't...
I just want to say I was at the gym right today. And I was at the gym, okay? And so my personal trainer, who I really like. And... you know, I was doing these dead lifts, are they called? Dead lifts, where you have weights on
a bar.
That's
why you're dead.
And, you know, I thought I was really doing well. And then I look over at the gym and there's a woman like half my size lifting the exact same weights with ease. And I just felt very humiliated.
Yeah. I mean, like, apparently men and women can do the same things. Well, we already knew it during the communist time.
Okay.
You know, during the communist time when I was growing up, it was never like, oh, girl cannot do it. We were just told we can drive a tractor, dig the trenches, you know, be a captain of a ship.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yes, that's right, because they didn't have that whole Catholic thing.
No, we did have a Catholic at the background, but the thing is the communist. Communism is just like everybody is equal.
Mm.
In Poland, the Catholic Church was the victim.
Yes, in a way.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like you look at these women in the gym, and they beat the shit out of me. These ones.
Oh yeah.
Jesus, like they're so. Like what I saw one of them doing that rowing machine. She looked like a Terminator. She just had such form.
Okay, does it turn you on or what?
Where's my headphones? I can't hear myself.
Oh yeah, because like, where's your headphones?
Can you get them?
I don't know. Can I hear myself?
Okay, yeah. It's funny because I'm not used to, it's you don't feel part of the show when you can't really hear everything.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it. Hannah, what are you doing?
I'm just fixing the wires. Somebody, maybe.
Through the wire.
Maybe Jack should look out for Maya, or what? Oh, shall I?
Well, she can knock or call you.
Okay.
Oh, God, we're going to cut all this shit out. Listen, so what we're saying is that you grew up in a communist country and that men and women, it was just, everyone did the same jobs.
Yeah, so we were told that, you know, like men and women could pick potatoes in the fields and men and women could ride a tractor. And men and women could dig the holes. But funny enough, in the party, like the high ranks, there were only men.
Yeah.
I think there was only one woman.
Can you hear Hannah's voice loud enough?
Yeah.
Can you turn our headphones up a little bit?
Yeah.
Hello, hello. Yeah, that's a little bit better. That's too, just down a peg. Can I have the water, Mama Hannah?
Yeah, but that was.
Yeah, you're crazy about Maya. You're just like, Maya this, Maya that, Maya.
No, I'm not. I just think she's very entertaining. I had a really good time.
Yeah,
with her.
But your idea, yeah, because you're getting all, fussed in the hairdressers, and it's all hilarious. So let's see if this translates to a conversation.
Oh yeah, you're the offended her.
How?
I don't know. She says that she's wasting your time. And she's coming.
And
you
also,
didn't say anything bad. It's just, you know, you were angry.
This is great banter. It really is.
Okay. can you say something?
And also, you know, can we talk about Daniel and you smoking a spliff before the show?
No,
because lots of people do smoke marijuana, right? And Daniel is 30 and I'm his dad. Listen, and he can do whatever the fuck he wants, or any people at that age. But like, just as a dad, you know, it reminds me of that documentary from about Woodstock, and there was a scene in it where there was this gated little house, and there was parents outside the house, and they were talking to the documentary filmmaker. My daughter's in that house. She's right. She's in there. She's stoned. And then you see the girl in the house, kind of going like, hee, like that, hee, and the parents losing their fucking mind. But listen, I used to smoke marijuana, like from about 17 to 19, when I was going to school. I kind of medicated my way through the last 2 years of school. I'd be smoking every second night.
And that's why your brain didn't develop.
Getting really stoned. So I'd go upstairs, you know, just get really stoned, and I was supposed to be studying for my leaving cert, and I'd read Whizzer and Chips comic books, you know, real kids comic books.
Not even just, for grown-ups.
And just like stone and just, you know, the most blissful sleep ever. You know, and my dad.
Oh, yeah.
I visited my mom 2 days ago because we hadn't exchanged Christmas presents. I bought mom a beautiful knitted shawl, which cost a lot of money. And then she.
I have to say that. Are you proving the worth?
No, I'm just saying. The present I got.
By the way, it cost a pretty penny.
The present I got my mother was like, I'd say 4 or 5 times more expensive than that.
And what did she?
Than the present she, if you're asking.
What did she get you?
She got me actually. See
book?
That? See that bag there, Jack? It's down at the bottom of the bicycle.
Yeah. All right.
It's right here.
You wanted to just. Oh yeah,
it's
you
It's like
can,
back to school bag.
It's cool.
Anyway, but it's funny when I visit my mother, I can't just visit my mother. I somehow have to visit my dad. My dad is there as well.
But you know,
but the thing is, he can't sit quietly. He can't just sit. Like, I just want to talk to my mother about whatever, old times, whatever. And just, and maybe the conversation will lag. I mean, well, my dad can't sit there. And so I want to say to my dad, why don't you go off and do your own thing? Just leave me and mom. So he gets all fidgety and restless. Right. Thanks for calling. It's like, well, you know,
you have to kidnap her out of the house, you know. You have to forcibly.
But it's so fucking annoying. Just because you're irritable or restless, and we're not talking about you, mate, or we don't have, you know, you go off and do your own thing. I don't get why he can't just feck off.
It's a sense of duty, I think, maybe, you know.
I also think that isn't that easier to tell it straight to him and not to announce to like 3,000 people or 4,000 people.
It's not easier.
It's much easier to say it in front. What, Jack?
It's way easier to tell strangers, you know, your deepest you know, that's why therapy is so
because it's such a money maker, such a racket.
But you know, like, this is gonna be, it's not in secrecy, it is out in
open. But I mean, he won't get back to dad, you know. I mean, God's
are
sake.
You sure?
And anyway, it's not terrible what I'm saying. It's just like dad feels that I don't know, in other words, you know, I love to see you and Jack or you and Daniel doing your own thing. It's lovely. I'd love to see.
I know, but like, they live together. They're over a certain age and they support for each other. So if you go see one, you get the other as a bonus.
Well, anyway, I talked to my sister Mary and she said she's going to take mom out to Dunleary or somewhere, and then I'll meet her. And when she gives me the all clear, I'll go and visit mom.
It's like so organized. Sneakily meet her. You know?
Oh yeah, so she's gonna take your dad, Susan Larry.
No, she'll take mom out for a coffee or something. You know.
And you're gonna join, but Mary's gonna be there.
Yeah, but that's fucking okay, Hannah. Okay. I'm telling you, I can't talk to my mom when my dad's there because he'll just kind of get all fidgety and I just want to talk to mom. But then he starts getting restless. I want to talk shite. The way I talk drives he goes mental.
Oh yeah,
he's like jazz and I'm like classical music. It's like we just don't.
Okay,
seem to...
that's you know, he's in a better position because you were just recently saying that you like jazz and I'm just like out of tune.
I'm jazz music. And he's a traditional Irish music. Okay,
fiddly diddly. Okay.
Anyway, so you don't acknowledge or identify with what I'm saying?
Not really, because
okay, great.
I'm going to visit my mom.
Yeah.
Or my dad, and you just have to accept it that they're there together. And you know, when I talk, my dad talks, and he talks about his childhood. So it's like 84 years ago. And we sit at the table and he tells the story. And my mom, she just rolls her eyes.
I'd say to your mom, well, you know, with respect, feck off into the other room.
No.
Do you know what I mean? If I'm a mother and I can see that I'm a father and I can see that Jack is enjoying some story you're telling, you're telling him, not me. Like, I'll fuck off to the other room.
My dad doesn't care. He just keeps on doing good. It.
It's part of the experience.
I'm so angry that my nose is itchy. I just feel very misunderstood.
I think it's the dust in this room.
Oh, it's the dust in your ass, Hannah. There's no dust in the room. I've got a Dyson. It's a better Hoover than yours. Hello.
The Dyson has to be used.
It is used.
And Hoover the plague.
How many glasses of wine? You get a little taste of wine, you get pissed out of your head.
I want to say this. There's no one who Hoovers more sporadically than David McSavage.
Well, that's the great thing about a Dyson.
At 2 meter area and then stop. It's you can just intermittent.
Because you see some little thing and you can just go boop. It's a very different type of experience with the Dyson. You just pick it up and do it. You don't have to back in the day you'd have to, you know, wrestle with this snake and this thing and this mad contraption.
What is that girl? Is she no? Okay. I was
this fucking Maya. 1935.
Well, she just said she had a problem with the dog.
Oh, problem with the dog. Oh my God.
I was
Where's that maid of yours? That old Beata. Can we talk about her? We can't talk about her.
Stop it, David. I mean, like, I tell you things. You're like my mom. I tell you things in secrecy. And whenever it suits you, you throw them back at me. You know, just to
No, Hannah has
humiliate.
A friend. Hannah has
no, I mean, like...
No, I'm not going to mention...
You fucked
it.
Up.
No, I'm not going to mention anybody. But I will say Hannah does have a friend. And
really?
You know, and they
who wants to be my friend?
And when they talk to each other, they're all, oh my God, that's amazing. Why does that piss you off so much?
I don't know, because it's not true.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, I was, you know, okay. What else are we talking about? Yeah.
Is the cards out?
Maybe.
Shall I go and look? Or you, David? You.
No, you, Jack goes. I'm just going to throw some water on my face. Oh, fuck.
She'll call you anyway.
My phone's going to die very soon. Maybe you should open the little door. Have we stopped? I can't drink anymore because I'm already tipsy.
Are you?
So we
talk to people.
Talk about what? I thought we stopped recording. No? Okay. I want Jack to tell a story about his childhood. So we were watching Jack being recording during his 7th birthday, and it was so cute, and he was so innocent getting present from his uncle. But then we went home and he told me the story about your second grade teacher who didn't like you. But why?
Well, yeah, I always had a feeling that Miss Kelly didn't really appreciate me for some reason. You know, she was like loved by all the other kids, and I was like, I had to pretend to like her as well. Like, they'd be like, Miss Kelly's so great, isn't she? Like, yeah. And she was so nice to everyone else. And then I don't know why, but maybe this was part of the reason. David had a street performer friend called Scoot from Australia, and he'd come over and he'd be like, "All right, boys, you wanna play some Grand Theft Auto?" With me and Daniel. And I was like, yeah, second class, so it's like 7. And I just watched Daniel and Scoop play in Grand Theft Auto. And
it was
GTA 4 Liberty City. And it was just, you know, it's like going to the strip club, shooting people up, like going on missions, stealing banks, all the fun stuff. Like, I didn't really know what a strip club was. I knew it was a nefarious place, perhaps, but that's as far as it goes. Anyway. Thursday, I think, comes around, and it's creative writing class, and I always liked creative writing class, and the best three stories got read out at the end, so I thought, I'm going to get the best story today, and I wrote the story of Grand Theft Auto. You know, I said, Nico, he went to the strip club, he met his friends, he had to do a mission, he had to rob the bank, rob the gas station, he met a girl, blah, 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 and I thought, this is the most exciting story ever, this is the best story. End of the class, Miss Kelly, she goes, this story, and I don't hear my story, and I say, oh, what the hell? So I go up to her at the end of the class, and I say,
What age were you?
7. And I was like, Miss Kelly, I thought my story was real good. Why didn't she read it out? And she was like, well, it was a little inappropriate. I was like, inappropriate? Why? She was like, just, yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Never heard about it again, but... But Miss Kelly, you know, she used to give out...
Can I just 2 seconds, Jack. What have I missed out? Oh, Jesus, pull that across there. What have I missed out? What's the start of the story, Hannah?
I was just saying that we were watching Jack getting his present in Poland while he was 7.
Yes.
And then he had a memory from school when he was 7.
So, oh yeah, and you wrote this story.
And he was really innocent, and then you should see here.
Yeah, so remember Scoop from Australia?
Yeah.
The street performer.
Yes.
So he used to come over and play like Guitar Hero, and like, remember, he'd be like, let's play some Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was watching the Grand Theft Auto, and, you know, I'm watching, and it's really cool. He's driving around the car with the guns and going into the strip club, but I didn't really know, I didn't understand that. But then, you know, creative writing class comes around and you have to come up with a story. And like, I loved the class. Like, I loved writing.
Oh, so stories. No, you've already told this bit.
Yeah.
So she said it was inappropriate. And then, yeah. And then what happened?
Yeah, she never said it was inappropriate. And she never liked me at all.
Oh,
in
what
the
a
year.
Bitch.
I don't think so. I don't know. But I remember, you know, they used to get a star of the week for the best pupil. And like, I never got it. And I was thinking, like, this week, like, I tried hard this week. And then, you know, there was like four or five of us that she obviously didn't really like. And at the last week of school, she goes, oh, you all four, you get the star of the week this week.
The four of you?
Yeah, yeah. And I remember just feeling like, oh, this is the shittest star ever. Like, I knew. I didn't, like, this isn't, like, warranted. Like, you know, she's just giving it, like, charity to me right now. And it was just the worst thing ever. I would have preferred not having a star.
What sparked this memory, Jack?
Well, we were watching my birthday when I was seven.
Oh, he's seven, yeah.
And then, I was
what the hell?
Through.
What's wrong with this teacher? Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
But she was loved by everyone. This is the thing. This
loved
the,
by who?
Loved by all the students. The kids. She was great. Like, she was like, she was like the sweetheart, like young female teacher.
Oh, wait a second. Did I have an interaction with this woman?
I'm not sure. I don't think
Was it the time when... remember when Jack... you remember when Jack... saying... Oh, no, it was different.
No, that was different school and he was younger.
Right.
Saying I had a few screw loses. Screws loose.
So yeah, she does... Well, you see, everyone has their favourites, but I can't... You know, when you love your own son so much, you can't believe that anybody else doesn't.
But the thing that would mess with me is that everyone loved her so much. And I was thinking, you know... So it kind of makes you think, like, oh, there must be something wrong. Or, like, you know, that everyone loves her. But why don't I like her that much? Like, I always thought, like, I always thought she was, like, fake or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the trouble. I mean, Hannah, what are you doing?
I'm just drinking water.
Yeah, that's the trouble with these, you know, sometimes this... Well, everybody adores a teacher. Yeah, I mean, there was loads of teachers like that when I was in Black Rock.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't like every teacher. You're not going to be liked by every teacher, you know?
Yeah.
But...
So what do you reckon? What do you reckon? The do you think it was because of that story you told or something?
No, I don't know. I
maybe the part, or maybe she knew you.
No,
I don't know what it was. I think
Jack was such a sweet boy.
I just remember.
You have to show people how sweet Jack was.
But I don't understand how this teacher would take up against Jack.
Listen, I was seven, so you know maybe I took it a bit, you know, personally, but. You know, I just remember just having like.
I remember
the star at the end, getting the star at the end of at the end of the year. It was like embarrassing because we all stood up in front of the class and like kind of these are the five kids who didn't get any stars, any of the individual stars.
It's pity you didn't boycott that.
At 7 years old.
At 7, like, you're just like, no, miss, I'd rather not take this star.
Yeah. I remember there was some teacher in Conlets. It was Jack wore something, or did he wore?
Oh yeah, he won student of the year.
No, but he wore a thing. What?
Oh no.
Oh, he won student of the year. Yeah.
Yeah, in the third class. Yeah.
Yeah.
Third year.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then, you know, I remember parents of other kids started all of a sudden talking to me. Some parents, because Jack won the award, they wouldn't talk to me before.
Ignorant bastards.
It's really funny.
Pigs.
You know, the...
Listen, there was some teacher, she was going on about Jack wearing something or wearing a jacket or something like that. Or What was it, Jack?
Like, there was these, like, I had Daniel's old jacket.
Yeah.
It was like this old, like, retro style sports jacket. And, you know, they had the new modern sports jackets, but I would wear the old one. And but they, you know, schools, they always wanted this.
Yeah, wait.
You see,
no,
I was
hang
so
on a
forward thinking. I was upcycling.
No, sorry, Jack. There was. You know, you have the parent teacher meeting, and there was teacher who was. I could have been given out about Daniel or given out about Jack or something like that. And I'm like,
did you go to parent teacher meeting?
Okay, great, Hannah.
Yeah,
great,
but
Hannah. Great, Hannah. And I just looked at her like, are you out of your fucking mind? You know, these kids are innocent. These kids are intact. These kids, you know, they're the real thing. Cherish their future. They'll do you proud. And Harry, fuck you too. You know that great scene from Scent of a Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a classic.
Raise your emotion, raise your heart, raise your belief in honesty and truth and justice.
Well, I've seen man and these sea-going rats. You know, whatever. Anyway, but just these little fucking teachers, you know, one or two of them, I guess, are good. A lot of them are just little, you see, the thing is, it's really quite crazy as parents. We sort of farm out the responsibility to these people we don't know. You know, some of them are really zero personalities, and they're with our kids all the time. And God knows how they're interacting with them and the things they're saying. And you know, they might dislike Jack or Daniel because they have an independent streak, or they see something that they've never had themselves. I mean, you know.
I really wish you schooled your kids yourself.
Oh, Hannah, you're hilarious.
Jesus, thank God that never happened.
No, but look, like, you'd be sleeping till like 12 midday.
Jack and Dan be like, hey, Par! We sure enjoyed the schooling you gave and given on us. We just ain't reading right.
Well, I remember once I used to draw with a real pen.
Fountain pen.
Yeah. And then I make a big spot. And then I started crying.
What do you mean you did a big spot?
Yeah, on the piece of paper. My copybook.
Did the paper get wet from your tears?
Yeah, and I started crying, I think.
How old were you?
I don't know, like 6 or 7.
There's a very cute
seven.
Story of when Hannah was a little kid in kindergarten, and she couldn't find her shoes, and she was wearing somebody else's shoes all day, and they were too big for her. And as a kid...
No, it's just they weren't mine. That was the thing.
Excuse me. I really, you know, Hannah.
Okay.
You know,
sorry.
What I mean? It's like you're the worst member of an audience I've ever performed to. It's like living with your own heckler.
Okay. Oh, that makes me sad.
We got a moron here, is that it?
So, Hannah was a little kid, and she was the cutest little baby. You know, little puffy cheeks on her, you know, little squeaky eyes. And curly hair, and I don't know, 3 or 4 years of age, and she didn't have her shoes, so they gave her somebody else's shoes. And it's so typical Hannah, like, she wouldn't go up to somebody, I want my shoes. It was none of that. She'd just be there, and she'd hold it all in, and then when she sees her mom,
it was just like fountain of tears, and I was just running to my mom, and I remember that corridor. It was like miles. And then, you know, when you grow up, you go to see it, and it's just like 20 meters.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But that was kind of like Jack. Jack would hold everything in, and then you'd talk to him, and you'd say, are you sure you're okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And his little voice would go, this one, he's a little baby. Are you sure? And it's so cute, Jesus Christ. And Daniel,
Daniel didn't go to kindergarten.
In Denmark, he did.
Oh yeah, which is like half a year. This weird. It was Christian, but there were nuns from Romania, I think. Some weird type of Christianity, and he was eating vegan food only, and they were meditating. And I remember you asking me, "Does it mean that our son's gonna be Hare Krishna in the future?"
Yeah, we had a great... Daniel had a lovely little childhood until he was 5 or 6, was it?
Six. He went to school when he was 7. It was the first day he went to school in Australia. Australia, and that was even, like, not really that hard.
But
like, need to sit at a table at the age of 4.
Huh?
He never needed to sit at a table at the age of 4.
But this conversation is kind of sponsored by the fact that me and Hannah were looking over old... videos of Jack and Hannah and Daniel in Hannah's parents' house in Elbląg, which is north of Poland. But to me, just seeing this beautiful bond between Daniel and Jack, God Almighty, they're the sweetest, most beautiful little kids, and Anna and Magda.
Yeah, they're cousins.
They're just, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that, like, you know, like pure love, or the way Daniel was to Jack and Jack was to Daniel. It's not pushy. It's not aggressive. It doesn't defend itself. It's just very pure. And what are you looking at, Jack?
If she's there.
I think our guest has arrived.
Is it?
I see blonde hair coming out
Jack,
of
go on.
The taxi.
Jack, go on.
Oh my gosh, she even got a taxi.
I couldn't. My dog was
hello.
Like...
Will you put Maya's headphones on?
Oh, do you want to... Oh, maybe she doesn't want her headphones. Do you want her headphones?
Yeah,
yeah.
I like it. I like
we just need to fix. We just need to fix Maya's shot.
You see, Maya, we had this we had a much smaller table last week, and then we bought this table, and it's way too big.
Mm.
It looks like the King
it's
Arthur.
It's never too big, baby.
Damn,
not for me at least.
Why are you quoting things?
Because it's just funny. It's nice to see you vibing with your. Friends. So, Maya, how long have you been in Ireland?
11 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And why Ireland?
My best friend, he was here before. Yeah, so he came to study English, and he was living here for 3 years when I decided to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was it a culture shock? No.
Not really. I think Ireland and Brazil, we have lots of things similar.
Mm.
Lots of similar things, yeah.
I think that's an interesting point, because I think we have, every human being has way more in common
mm-hmm.
than they do not
than
in common.
Think, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you know, like, I think we're much more similar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm even talking about
have you been
Palestinians
Brazil?
And Jews, like, yeah. They'd have way more in common.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Maya?
Have you been to Brazil?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But who's been? Jack was in Brazil.
I've been to Brazil, yeah. Great place.
Did you like
fantastic
it?
Fantastic place. Yeah, I was in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. Yeah.
I think. Yeah, good. Brazilians are very good looking people. They really care
you
for
think?
Them. No?
Yeah. But I think Ireland, to be honest, like, is the most beautiful man that I have seen, isn't Ireland.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. Maya.
Yeah.
Maya,
and women.
Maya, maybe to you, Irish men are exotic.
No,
you know,
they're beautiful, yeah. Exotic as well, but they're beautiful. Yeah.
Well, what about an Irish man? It gets you thinking, yeah, they're the cream of the crop.
Okay. I don't know.
Is it the personality or is it the looks?
I think the personality, the looks, I think they're very caring.
It's
know?
Much more the personality,
yeah,
right,
the
than the looks. Yeah. The looks aren't great.
Yeah. I was married, I'm still married, yeah. So, Well, we're not together.
Irish?
Irish, yeah.
Okay.
I really, really love him, but we are friends. It's very good.
Okay, right.
Well, that's what it's like with me and Hannah. We divorced. We were separated 10 years.
Yeah, more. 13
really?
Years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why we're not together.
No, but it's funny. Me
that's
and
amazing.
Hannah are much closer. Well, we're much closer now
but
than we were
I think
when we were married.
You wouldn't even say much closer. We develop a different relationship
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
different friendship, a different understanding and different support.
Yes.
Obviously, there's some things from our past, like our boys together, mm-hmm. but our relationship is on a different level, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's unconditional love.
Yes, definitely.
You know?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Where is Maya's? Have I been there? I think once.
No, you haven't. No, because it's Walkingstown.
Walkingstown, James Street, and Ormond Quay.
Yeah,
the first one was in James Street. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think you've been there. So, but we want to know your story, Maya. How did you become Maya, and where is name Maya coming from?
Okay, so how did I become Maya? Actually, it was a surprise for me as well. A big surprise, because I have never put a wig in my life until probably was, I think the first time was March last year. And then that happened because some situations happened. And then my friend said, like, oh, why don't you try this? And then I said, okay, how much? And then, yeah, actually, that was what happened.
Wait, what do you mean, how much?
Can I tell you everything and then we cut off, okay.
Yeah.
I will tell you the honest truth and then we can just edit it off.
Of course, yeah, because, you know, like, we also want to know, when you say you became Maya, so, but before you were, can you say?
Yeah, Roberto, Roberto.
Roberto.
Yeah, Roberto.
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 Oh, you can say very well. How did you learn that?
Obrigado, because my friend, I have a very good friend from Brazil, two friends.
Ah, see how we like Irish guys, they are so cool, aren't they?
I know, it's crazy, huh? Great personalities.
So, yeah, so how did I become Maya? So then I was here. So I had the three reasons, right? Like we were talking, and then because my dad passed away with COVID, and then I broke up with my husband as well. Sorry, excuse me. And then I was in a bad place, I think, you know, like mentally and blah blah blah. So then I had to pay my staff, and then I didn't have enough money because everybody that I trusted, they were kind of using the opportunity that I wasn't really fully on the business to take as much as they could. And for me, that was alone was a shock. I was like, fuck, like how people that you always help, they could actually do that to you.
They were just stealing money from your
business. Yeah. Stealing like cash and stealing like the transactions, for example, that normally would happen in the business. They would, because the system, if you don't close an action, for example, you come to the salon, and then if I don't check you out, it will be like as you were there forever. Do you know,
appears,
if I just don't check you in, or, oh, sorry guys, that's my aunt. Sorry.
That's okay.
So then what happened was because of that, I had to pay my staff. So my friend said to me, oh, do you know what? Actually, you can escort. And then I said to him, I said, okay, how? And then he said to me, there is this guy, he wants to pay you some money, but you have to dress as a girl. And I was like, no fucking way, that never happened. So no way. And then he said to me, well, he said he would pay you like €1,000. I said, okay, bring the wig now. Bring the makeup on, you know? And so
you never put the makeup before?
Never, never. I remember when I was a kid.
Look at the makeup now.
Now it can be better than that, trust me.
Yeah, it could be, but like it's still really, really good.
Thank you so much. I was just trying to very quick because I'm not going to be able to bring my dog anymore. And I was like, oh, it was a nightmare in my house now before I came here. But anyway, so then my friend said to me that this guy would give me some money if I dressed as a girl. She sleep with him, you know? And after he offered a lot, not a lot, something that that would make me think about it. So then I tried. And then I just did once again, like dressed up again. And then I went to my doctor because I thought I was doing too much drugs. So I said to him, I need to go try rehab. So then he said to me, no, you don't. And then he said, so then just talking about everything that happened in my life and blah, blah, blah. And I actually thought if I'm going too long, you guys can tell me, okay?
No.
On this story.
It's interesting.
Okay, so then he said to me, I thought my traumas was actually more about my mom and my dad fights, because they fought their whole life. But actually, then I realized that was much more about me not being able to be myself, you know? Like, I would love to have long hair, and I wasn't able to have long hair. And then I wanted to have, like, I remember, like, everything, you know, about girls, like, playing, like, games that was for girls. And they were like, no, you cannot. That's not for guys. That's not for guys. You cannot do that. So my whole life was about saying, like, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. So, and then after I realized that I have helped everybody and they done that to me, I said, like, wait a minute. Why am I actually helping or doing all those things? And then not even being able to be myself, you know? So then I spoke to my husband. We weren't together already, and I told him that I was feeling that, like that, and he actually didn't agree with me at the beginning. He said, no, that's you're not a trans. Don't worry. Yeah, you maybe be a queer, but but not a trans. And then so then my doctors just asked me I study a little bit of science, and then I'm very like direct in my decisions and straightforward, you know. And then my doctor just said to me, like, how do you feel when you're Maya? Yeah. And then I said to him, you know what? I actually feel like empowered. I feel like very good. I actually enjoy now again buying clothes and getting ready and doing things like this. And then he said to me, I feel myself. I feel very comfortable when I'm Maya. And then he said, okay, so why not Maya all the time? And then I said, good question. You know, and then I said, that's true. Why I'm actually care about what, like, if my family or friends or whoever on the streets will say, nobody pay my bills at the end of the day. I have to do whatever I need to do to pay the bills. So I just said, okay, from now on, I'm going to be just who I want to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then from that day that he just said, making that, it actually made me go back to my answers. And he said, like, look what you said. You said that you are yourself when you're Maya, that you are happy, that you feel empowered. So I said, yeah, I actually didn't realize that I have said all of those things, you know? So then I said, from now on, I'm not going to be who I wasn't my whole life. And then it wasn't a shock for me, I actually realized that for almost 40 years of my life, I know it doesn't look like, I was amazing person, to be honest, because Roberto was a character that brought me until here and was a way that I found to survive, you know. Otherwise, it would be very like, all the people in my life, my place, I don't know.
Well,
loads of them, they don't make it, you know. But I've never been so happy in my life, to be honest, you know.
That's great, yeah. Isn't it, Hannah?
Yeah, and so you haven't lost friends because of that.
Because of being a trans.
Yeah, because being Maya and being yourself. Or did you get new friends? Or how do you see yourself in your social surrounding? Does it change it a lot? If it changed better, so uh-huh. How? And because I think it could be quite difficult.
It is, yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
You're so popular.
I know I am. I keep saying I keep saying that to my friends as well. But anyway, okay. It did change a lot. Yeah, I lost. To be honest, if I lost somebody, they were never my friends. That's how I see it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And but yeah, it changed a lot. Like my family, they still like very worried, you know, because that whole like from the first time that I put a wig, from then everything was very quick. Then I just
So it happened like a year ago. So it would be 2023.
Yeah, it was in March, I think, around March. I put the wig for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, I just become to use more frequently feminine clothes.
It's so interesting, though, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, we make fun of the socially constructed narratives, but it is very true. You know, you know, the boy plays this role.
Yeah.
The girl plays this role.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's definitely, you know, when you're very young and you look at what the girls are doing, I remember thinking, God, I'd love to play with those things that those girls. Yeah, but I mean, you know, you couldn't. Uh-huh. I think a lot of.
Could you?
Hey, you know, 56, 57 is not too late. Right?
No, but it is. But it's interesting.
He dresses as a woman before as well.
Did you?
No, no. For
I would like to see that picture.
Sketch.
He's got good legs.
I'm not into trans. Don't worry.
Legs as well.
Anyway.
Yeah. This is the hair on his legs don't grow back because he shaves them so much.
Okay, but it's perfect. You told your story. It's just interesting to listen to where you talked about this kind of relief almost. It's just like, oh,
yeah.
So that moment when the doctor said to you, uh-huh. It seems like just be Maya all the time.
Yeah.
Was that when that's the penny dropped at that moment? Yeah.
Yeah, it was very, for me, it was something so simple. I was like, wait a minute, why am I making life so difficult and actually simple? Just be yourself, you know?
And you hadn't, you hadn't thought about it before.
Ever.
Yeah.
No, I only thought, I just thought that I was a gay guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And which is different, like gay guys obviously enjoy as well playing some feminine character sometimes or things like that. But it's different, you know, like I have no doubts. People ask me like, whoa, like, what do you think about now?
what do you mean, what do you think about?
Yeah, people sometimes they are afraid that I will regret. Yeah.
Oh.
So my friends say to me like, oh, go slow, you know, like be careful, like don't go too, because I'm very intense in everything that I do. But I have never been so sure about like, it's just simple. Like people sometimes ask, how happened the transition? And I say, there is no transition, actually, because it's just me being me. Mm. Now, the difference is, now I wear whatever I want to wear. I use the nails that I want to use. I let the hair grow.
Do you live differently?
No. Like I said, from that moment when it started, after 6 months, I think, or 8 months, kind of, I went to Turkey alone and I put my boobs. So that this is real, you know, like.
Yeah.
And so everybody was scared. I just said to my mom, "Mom, I'm here. If I die, I love you." You know.
And what was that? What was that feeling like when you had boobs?
Oh my God, I cannot explain to you.
Yeah, when you saw them in the mirror the first time.
Oh my God, it was just when I woke up and I opened and I look at them. I said, "Jesus, I'm becoming straight again." Because I could not stop looking at them. I was like, "Oh my God, they're so gorgeous." I was like, "Something is wrong here." Not now. I should know. No, not now. I cannot go back. There's no way. But was. I loved it. And then when I walked around, and that was in Turkey, and I went to a shopping center, and the guys were following me around. And then, I swear to God, even like when I came back in the airport, the guys were asking to take pictures of me. And it was like, okay, maybe they are just confusing me with some, I don't know, somebody. And then I was like, that guy is maybe from that swingers website that I was in. Because like they were very... like seemed like they knew me, I thought, but actually I realized that the boobs are the power. In Brazil there is a music, a popular song that says like it's my pussy is the power, you know?
yeah
but actually I've realized that my boobs are the power. Mm. Sorry guys, I shouldn't have said that.
No.
Say whatever you like.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but you said that guys started to following you more.
Yeah.
So, but they know that. So, what attracts them to you? What do you think?
Yeah, is it straight guys or gay guys?
It's straight guys.
Straight guys.
It's straight guys.
Right. No gay guys.
No, I don't go. Gay guys don't. Actually, gay guys and trans, we don't have a really good relationship.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Did you like kind of swap sides? Do certain gay people do they maybe say we don't want to be around you anymore or anything like that?
It is a little bit. Some gay friends, I think they would be. It depends, you know. Like in general, that's my perception. Okay, that gay guys and trans, they are not really. We're not really.
They don't click.
The gay guys, I think they want a guy that's like masculine, but they cannot have that all the time because they're not with like a man. Straight guys wouldn't be interested in them because straight guys like femininity, you know, like as women. Yeah. So if a guy, for example, I can say everything and then you guys cut. Yeah. Because I'm going to be very open. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Don't worry. Sorry about that, guys. No, it's okay. Don't worry.
No, because we could keep pretty much everything in it. So what I was thinking, you were saying you want to cut some stuff, but you know, you're open.
You can put whatever you want.
Happy days.
Yeah. But I'll be very honest in what I'm saying. Okay.
100% honesty.
Okay. Good. So the guys actually they are interested in the cock. To be honest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my God, I'm getting red.
Look, what
cheeks.
I did, Jesus Christ. Can I have some of that tissue, actually, please? Look what I did with my chiclet. Yeah, thank you. That's perfect. That's perfect.
It's just in the gray box on the floor.
No, that's perfect.
Remember?
Sorry, guys. Oh, I'm enjoying this a lot.
Cool.
Sorry, guys. Just.
Oh, yeah, you just got chewing gum.
Yeah, chewing gum. Doesn't matter. So.
Wait.
Okay, now that I know that I can tell everything, I want to be so much more fun.
No, absolutely. But this is. Look, the thing is, we're just.
You never knew about it.
No, but we're just holding up a mirror to human experience. Yeah. That's it. Now, I would say that there does seem to be this kind of. Fear around talking about trans or asking or whatever. Uh-huh. So, and I think that's not a good thing.
Uh-huh, no, I agree.
You know, but also, I don't know, I'm trying to say something intelligent.
anyway,
let's continue. So you were saying, what were we saying before we spilt the wine?
Oh, we're saying that the guys are, you know, the straight guys are really interested in femininity.
Yeah.
And?
In the cock.
And the cock. The cock is crucial.
The cock is crucial. I have asked the guys because, like I said, I'm very intense in everything, yeah? So I never thought that I was going to put a wig. I never thought that I would put boobs. And then I never thought that I could actually think about cutting off my dick, you know, but recently it just crossed my mind because I actually enjoy my dick. But I was like, how about having a pussy now? You know, how would that sound? But
how would that feel?
How would that feel? Yeah,
it would sound like this. No.
Please don't do it. I'm gonna vomit here. I'm joking. Anyway, and then I ask the guys. Yeah?
Did you look into it? Did you do your research?
Very briefly.
Yeah.
Not really being into it because I just got the boobs now in December. Yeah. So it's very, very recent.
Yeah.
And then, but then every single, most 90% of the trans that I talked about it, that I asked them, they said like, oh no, like I regret, or they said that was, it changed a lot the hormones, I think. And then they start to be more, women, so they didn't want to have sex anymore, you know. So the guys, for example, I never had any hormone in my life, yeah. So when I'm with guys, they say to me like, oh my God, it's so great that you are so feminine but you have that masculine power, you know.
so they actually want both.
Yeah.
So,
they
want both.
Wait. Who's they? I mean,
straight guys.
Oh yeah.
They want both. I just want
to ask, like, is there a certain demographic, or is it all different types of straight guys, or is it wealthy guys? Is it
No. All of them.
All different types of guys.
Yeah. All of them. To be honest, is like as much educated as they are, they would be more open to talk about it, I think, you know.
So straight. They're not straight then, if they're...
That's the thing. I think they are. Because for me, what... To be honest, I think sexuality is something very fluid, you know? It's very hard to put somebody in a box and say like, oh, you are straight, you are gay, you are trans. But how I see them, okay? How do I see, for example, I'm attracted, for example, to that guy over there. What's your name again?
Jesus Christ, Maya. This is my son,
he's
Jack.
He's so cute. He's your son?
Yeah.
No, you're joking.
No.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Did you not know that?
No.
How did you not
tell? I didn't say it. You know, like, I didn't
That's our two. That's our two sons.
Is that your sons?
Yeah, yeah.
David, don't be paranoid. But she.
Yeah, but Hannah, why wouldn't you tell Mike?
And Jack, who can make his own choice, or Daniel?
Yeah, Hannah,
you have nothing to say.
Did you not tell Maya that this is a family?
I did say. This is a modern.
You're really mental.
I did say.
Calm down, Hannah. Calm down. You're overexcited.
No.
Anyway. So the thing is, I remember, I'm not going to name the guy. And his thing was that he loved to, he is a gay guy, mm-hmm. but he loved to have sex with straight guys. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't understand. So he reckons he could see a guy, he could sort of tell if a guy was sort of on the fence uh-huh. in terms of, so he liked the idea of maybe turning.
Yeah.
A guy who was a bit wobbly yeah, yeah. around his sexuality and he wasn't uh-huh, really uh-huh. sure.
Yeah.
And so that's what excited yeah. him. Uh-huh. Is that the thing for you? Like, oh no, or you were saying that gay guys literally they're kind of off the table now in a way.
For me, yeah, usually. But look, when I started I was at the beginning like, whoa, that's amazing. So many, like I love the energy is different. When I'm with a gay guy, when I was with a gay guy, for example, it's much more, it's different, you know, it's more caring. It's more like, hi, baby, how are you? You know, it's something different. With guys, with straight men, it's more powerful. I don't know how to explain. It's more, it seems to connect more, you know? With me, at least. Yeah,
yeah. yeah
oh,
yeah.
So you mean? Oh, that's interesting. My God, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So as a woman, uh-huh. you're experiencing a guy. So there's an intensity there where the guy really wants to fuck your brains out.
Yes, or get fucked. To be honest, most of the time. Yeah, yeah.
For real?
But I swear to God, but I was even in shock as well myself. I was like, fuck, no, I'm not dressing up like this to fuck you. Yeah?
So you wouldn't consider that guy gay then? He's maybe bisexual?
No. To be gay or straight or bisexual has nothing to do with giving the ass or not.
Okay, right.
Yeah. It's to do with what attracts you. Like, if you look to a man and you feel attraction to a man, then you are bi. Because you look to a girl and you feel attracted. You look to a guy and you feel attracted. So that would be bi, yeah? For me, at least. Mm-hmm. But for example, when I started, the gay, it was a shock for me as well. Because there was loads of guys like, oh, can you fuck me, please? And I was like, fuck, no, really? Okay, let's go. Let's do it. And then, I was learning more about them. And then actually I was getting irritated with them at the beginning because guys would come and say like, I like your friend. I have a friend who is we actually talked about it. And I think he's a trans, but he would never be able to dress as a girl because he's too masculine. And then he even said to me, Maya, look at me. Imagine if I become a girl. That would be horrible, horrible, horrible. I would be a horrible girl. I don't think so. But he said that he thinks he would. So what he does is he uses, for example, use in a good way to say, yeah, my image to attract guys, yeah? So when the guy, I sometimes give my phone to him and he would text guys pretending that he was me, for example, and the guys would come. And then initially the guy would be like, if I say, for example, I have friends at my house with me, do you mind? The guys would be like, oh no, I'm not around another guys. No, I'm not going to even take my clothes off. I said, baby, relax. It's my house, you know. We're going to have some fun. We're going to, you know, so just enjoy ourselves. Relax. And then I swear to God, like at least 70% of the times when I come back, if I don't go quick, my friend will be fucking the guy already. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I swear to God. I'm like, what the fuck? Like this guy just said he wouldn't be around guys. Mm. And he's just already getting fucked by my friend. So how the fuck is that happened, you know? Mm. So I think, at the beginning I was angry because I was like, why the fuck if the guys don't say the truth? Why you guys, if you like dick, just say I like dick. Mm-hmm. If you want to like get fucked, just say I get fucked, you know? But they don't know as well.
Ireland, I mean, but you know, when I was growing up, I mean, it was such a repressive... you know, to come out as a gay was a big, big deal.
Yeah.
Now it's not such a big deal,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. They know. Are very...
But I guess it's down to the individual. Some people are quite... they're not as hung up. They're very open.
Yeah.
And they're kind of... Hair.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Go on. You know?
Yeah. It was on you.
Like, you're quite... You're quite... I don't know, is the word courageous or you just have a confidence or is something about you you just don't mind? You don't need, you've got nothing
it's
to hide.
Not that I don't mind. It's just finding yourself and feeling good in your own skin.
Yeah.
Did you have any kind of identity issues when you first, like, when did you first realize you were gay?
Yeah, when I was gay, yes.
Yeah.
Because imagine, I remember going to school and fell in love with guys. You know, I remember like holding a girl's hand, but because she was my friend, you know? And then the guy that I liked came and like cut at my, just as a joke, he just separated us. And I was so, it was painful, but because I liked him, you know, and I was, and he wanted her, and I was like, oh no, that's wrong, you know. Mm. But yeah, when I was a guy, like when I first understood what to be gay is and to be interested in guys, and I thought that was what I was. Yes, I had problems.
So this new dynamic whereby straight guys are attracted to you because they like the femininity, but also they like the I don't know,
the
car.
Yes,
do you think it's the initially they're it's kind of like they're saying it's okay for themselves because of the femininity, and then once they get into the embrace, they kind of start to peel back what they really want or something like that.
I think what I realize now, in my opinion, like I'm still learning, and I think we always learning. Yeah, but what I realize now is there is the guys who genuinely they are just interested about guys, like gay guys, or straight guys, or these guys would be just interested in trans, and then they don't want, for example, to be involved with other guys. So I think there is a little bit of everything, you know. But when I'm thinking now, like there is, like you said, there is lots of, I see a lot of that, you know, guys that they use the trans just as an excuse. Because at the end, what they actually want is cock. You know, what they actually want is guys.
And and this was, you sort of went into this, and this happened sort of organically. You didn't know this was going to happen.
No,
when
at all.
So so it's. I guess it's been quite a journey, quite exciting for you.
Very. Like, I'm having fun. I have to tell you, I'm having fun. I have to control myself. Thank God I'm going to Brazil tomorrow.
Because I'm enjoying too much. That'd be even harder to control yourself.
Yes, it is.
But in Brazil, there's kind of a culture of cross-dressing, and is there? Or?
No, it's much less than here.
Less?
Really? Yeah. Well, there is a lot, to be honest. Yeah. Much more cross-dressers or much more trans than here. Yeah. But in Brazil, I like the memories that I have in Brazil is like, they're horrible. You know, it's like girls being killed. You know, I remember this image of a girl like saying, help me, help me. And then everybody was like, video. I was like, what the fuck? What, these people are making a video of her? Somebody help her. And then like
what happened to her?
She was in this video, like I can show you later if you want to see. She's a beautiful blonde girl, just she was like skinny like me, and she was just walking, and she just like say it's in blood, you know. Yeah. And she's like, please help me, help me. And then
somebody attacked her. Oh god. Yeah. No, you're grand. It's so you're saying that this girl had been just attacked and was walking down the street, and rather than helping her, they just videotaped her. Right, yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah.
Do you want to get some tissue?
Well, there's no tissue there.
I've got one there.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, guys. Sorry, just got a little bit. Anyway, sorry, I just got a little bit emotional. Yeah, but the judges was horrible, you know. Like,
yeah, then, you see that a lot. You know, these days, you know, just people videoing because they're scared. You know, I don't know. There's just not that sense of community, or like a lot of people just don't care about.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Like a stranger.
That's just water as well.
Yeah, and then at the end they killed her. You know.
Really?
So, yeah.
Also, she was getting attacked on the video.
She got attacked for guys. Oh, yeah. She got attacked for guys. Yeah, and then like people were just videoing her. You know?
Where was it in a favela? In Brazil. Or was it in a city?
Yeah. It was in the city, but in the poor area. You know, like those things would happen more in poor areas, you know, but it does happen a lot. Like, and the idea that I have a trans in Brazil are they were dangerous because they were kind of like outside of society, you know, and then they would be dangerous. And I remember when I was talking about, actually, funny enough, there was two situations in my life that happened recently that I used exactly the same phrase that this woman, who is, she's not alive anymore in Brazil. And I was scared of her when I was a kid as well, because her name was Margarete Camburão. And then Camburão is the name of, I don't know how to say that in English, you know, the cops, the guard car, and then they have that thing at the back. At least in Brazil, they have that thing at the back.
Oh, the where they keep the criminals.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In the car.
What do you call it?
A cage.
A cage, kind of a cage. Yeah. So it's called Camburão in Portuguese. Okay. Yeah. And her name was Margarete Camburão because she was always like with problems with the... she was always with problems
with the police.
Yeah, with the police, yeah. And then recently I used exactly the same phrase that she used to defend herself. And I know this phrase because they became kind of like in the neighborhood. Everybody starts to talk about it. And then one of my friends was friend with her. And then I was in situations, just through situations, because honestly, I have to tell, Irish women and Irish guys, they are fantastic.
Mm.
You know, like I have very, very, very little problems,
mm.
you know, with people. Of course, when I go out, people look. Of course, like... it's easy to notice, yeah, but that doesn't bother me at all. And I always have girls who comes to me when I'm on the night out and say to me like, look, you are beautiful, and if you're not alone here, if you need anything, that's my table.
Mm.
So I swear to God, when that happened the first time, this woman mm. came to say that to me, I was in shock. I was like, what, like, how can she be so nice? She doesn't mm. even know me, you know. And she was saying, like, you're not alone on this, and then I'm here with you. If you need anything, that's my table. And that's why I love Ireland, you know?
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I think it's...
it's very beautiful. It does, when you're vulnerable yeah. and people show that acceptance and friendship yeah. and welcoming, it does restore your faith in humanity. It's a nice feeling. Yeah.
It's amazing. I cannot tell you how...
yeah.
how amazed I am when, and it happens all the time. It's not mm. just like one, no, it's all the times these girls come to me and they say like, oh, can I stay here with you? You look so cool. Or like, oh, you really, if you need anything, let me know. And they are always pushing me forward, you know, just saying like, oh, keep doing it. You are good. You are amazing. And if you need anything, let me know. And then, and guys as well, you know, like loads of guys, loads, like I would say 95% of the guys, they are so nice. And they say, like, and they joke. I remember this guy came to me. That was me and this Brazilian trans in Café Insane, and she is beautiful. Oh my gosh, she's so hot. And then he said to us, you girls, out now. At the beginning, I was like, fuck, is he actually fighting, you know? And he said, like, you girls are too beautiful for this place.
Oh,
come on.
That was sweet. Oh, so for a second there, you thought he was serious.
I was already starting to be angry.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That's good. But it's funny. I mean, I wonder how many people are kind of, you know, fearful of coming out or changing their the way they live just because of fear or what their parents would say or what their friends would say and how unhappy they must be. I mean, I don't know.
It's a lot.
And do you think so?
Oh, yeah, a lot. And it is very difficult because think about that. For example, I never had problems in my life in being in a relationship, ever. Okay, I was in one and then 2 or 3 months single, then another one. But as a trans... is not the same at all. Like, I have like 100 times guys saying to me, oh my God, you're so hot, you're amazing, oh baby, you're beautiful, oh baby, you're amazing. Do you know now I just started. I say to them like, please don't even start that bullshit. Are you going to introduce me to your mother? Yeah. Are you bringing me home? Are you going to say like, oh, that's the girl that I like and I fancy and she's nice? If you're not going to do that, honey, it's 150 for 30 minutes. Yeah, it's true. That's what I think all the trans should charge, to be honest, because...
Yeah.
Like, do you mean you get hit on so much?
No, because the guys, they would not. That happened. No,
I mean, you get a lot of... Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, but the guys would come to my my house, for example, they contact me on Instagram or any social media that I'm involved. Mm. And then the conversation is always like, oh, baby, you're so beautiful. Oh, my God. I cannot tell how amazing you are. Oh, my God, I'm in love with you. And then at the beginning, I thought that was real, you know. Mm. And they arrive. 90% of the times they would come and they would like, would be that intense. You're going to have sex and it's amazing. From the moment that they come, they're gone. I swear to God. It's just like they realize, oh my God, there is a cock there. Like, hey, you don't remember that when I was sucking it, yeah? Now you realize that I have a cock. Oh my God. It's actually embarrassing for me to think like, what the fuck? Don't pretend. Come on, you're sucking 2 minutes ago. That, yeah. And then I swear to God.
And then they're recoiling after.
Yes. And then after they come, just like, oh. And then I just.
Even though, it's almost like they have amnesia.
Yes. It's incredible. If you guys could see it, you would be like, oh
but
my
isn't it,
God.
But isn't it funny though, when we're in the throes of passion,
yes,
the things that people say, yes. And it's true. There was a beautiful line in a film, The Assassination of Jesse James, and a guy was talking about love, and he said, what lovers say to each other, it's like a contract written with an ink pen on running water.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's in the moment. Yeah. La, 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 yeah. La, la, la. And like you say, you finish, and then it's like, see ya. Exactly. Or something like that. But maybe not all. I'm sure not all your interactions.
No, but 99 is a lot.
Oh, really?
It's a lot. I actually, that at the beginning was hurting me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fuck, like, what, really? I actually fall in love with maybe one or two guys, you know? And then I realized that, oh my God, actually, even though I said to them, like, babe, look, I know, like, you're enjoying this, but let's be honest here. No, baby, no, with you is different. I'm in love with you. No, baby.
I've heard it so many times.
Oh, you did as well, yeah? Oh, my God. But, you know.
You've heard it so many times.
Yeah, you know, like they say, that's why I said to myself, I'm not going to go to bed, make love with a guy until it's like 10 dates or 11.
Jack and Daniel, how do you feel about your mother making love? It's disgusting.
She get married if that's happening.
Huh?
Is he your son?
Yeah. That's Jack and Daniel. They are me and Hannah's sons.
No.
Yeah. That's
what?
Jack.
No.
I adopted them.
Yeah.
Okay, no, because it's impossible. Look.
Oh, because she's so young.
Yes.
But, you know, because the minute you have actually, you're giving yourself to a man, maybe it's different when people are really young together, you know, then they just go away.
Uh-huh.
They just think that they got what they wanted and the hunt is over.
Yeah.
They kill the bird.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
Fly away.
But women still have a chance at the end of the run because it's a sociable, acceptable. You know, like they
that's
would. It's okay to walk with a girl, you know. As much as they fancy a trans, a guy, a man, you know, that's going to hold the hand of a trans and walking into the house or walking the streets and that's my girl, it's rare. I haven't met any yet. But I loved my husband with everything that I have. Then he loved me as well. And I think he still, I love him. And like you were saying at the beginning, you guys are on another level, yeah? And for me, always was with Gavin was always like he's my everything. He's still my everything. But so I'm not settling down. I'm not putting myself for less, like no fucking way, you know? So he needs to be a man who respects me, who loves me, who actually, like a question, for example, that really irritates me is when the guys are talking to me and then they say, are you discreet? And then
which means, in other words, they want to do it secretly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I actually say, before I was just thinking, but I actually say to them now, you know, because my patience, guys, has gone to, not no patience anymore. And I say, yo, you fucking cunt. You really, actually, it's true. Do you really think that I would go and tell somebody that I'm fucking you? Wake up for life, of course
wake
not.
Up for life.
Yes. No, I'm not going to tell anybody. Like, of course I'm going to be discreet about this. Of course. You know? Like, I should be ashamed of walking with you. Not you should be out, not the other way
around.
So
this
around,
idea
you know?
That you're saying that the vast majority of men that you would be with would feel, did you say, ashamed of walking hand in hand with you? What is that? What is the reason for that?
Because one, the first thing is...
Is it transphobia?
I don't know if it's just... The problem is being gay. They think that because they are with a trans, people will recognize them as gays. Mm. I have loads of guys that I had to do therapy, and I didn't charge for it as well. They were like, do you think I'm gay? And I would have to go all the way and explain them why, in my opinion, they are not. And I'm actually not to be... But everything as well is a construction in our mind, I think, because at the beginning, guys use all the time, oh, do you have a friend? That's the question that you meet a guy after, like, I swear to God, after, like, half an hour, 1 hour that he's with you, even less, half an hour minimum, maximum, they would say, like, oh, do you have a friend that you can invite over? And I was like, babe, make me come first, and then we talk about my friend. Yeah,
How about women finding you attractive?
A lot.
Yeah. You mean lesbian?
No, straight.
Okay.
Straight women.
Oh, straight women.
Oh, straight women, straight guys.
More so than when you were, went before. More so than you, before.
Let me try to think. I think it's more now, funny enough. There's more women interested in me now as a girl than actually. I always had girls interested in me, but I think now is more. And I have this interesting story. Like a guy kept texting me, yeah? And then I was like, honey, you're married, so forget about me, you know? Mm. Well, 90% of the guys would come to me, they are married. And then he said to me, oh no, baby, please. And then, well, always, like constantly. And then he came, he said to me, like, Maya, I have to tell you this. I told my wife that I was, because I was dreaming to you,
Jesus,
about you too much, and I could not handle. And I was like, what the fuck? What did you say that? What did you do to her? What did you say to her? And then he said to me,
God, it's so sad.
Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah.
It's so sad. God, sorry.
Wait, I want to listen.
Yeah,
that's interesting. He said to me, no, it's fine. Everything is cool. It's fine. And I said, yeah, but then what? And then you won't believe it. I said, like, tell me. She said that I can fuck you. And I said, like, whoa, wow, very modern. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so yeah, maybe, why not? And then he said to me, but there's one condition. And I said, like, oh my God, there he comes. And I said, what? And he comes, that she fucks you as well. And I'm like,
how could she fuck you?
I can show you.
Oh, you mean she'd strap on?
No, she wanted to fuck me. Well, how would she do it?
You fuck her.
No, he said to me that she would be fine of him fucking me. When they say fucking, by the way, guys, it doesn't mean fucking. Like,
yeah.
It means having sex.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because in the trans world, to be honest with you, there's a lot of... Everybody fucks everybody. Like, you put... Yeah. Everybody has a dick. Do you know what I mean? It's rare, yeah. It's rare. The girl.
You're one of the coolest people I've met in terms of how open, you know. Just like you're just talking about it. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
It's nice. It's nice. It's very refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and you know, like all this, relationship between men and women, men and men. You know, wives and what happened? Did she come along? Did you make...
No, because until then, I always said, like, no, I'm not doing girls. I'm not doing trans. I'm not interested. And then one day, my friend, this guy who also likes straight men, he find a way to put a trans on the story. She said, I arrived to his house and said, like, oh, by the way, there's this couple. There's this trans and this guy. And they're coming over. Do you mind? I was like, fuck, I just arrived. Because I wanted to go back. He tried a few times. And I actually was at the door. And I said, like, babe, enjoy. Have fun. Not for me.
But listen, you hairdressers, you're an odd... Like, I've known a few people... And they're like rock stars the way they live their lives. They go, they party. A lot of them are quite wild. But it's a very, the barbershop, obviously that's the male version of the hairdressers. It's a very nice, chilled out place. I always loved the atmosphere in a barbershop. Like no matter where you go in the world, there's just something very nice about getting your hair cut. Yeah. And, you know, the, you know. And so you you've got three. You must be quite. You must be very busy and entrepreneurial.
I was more. Yeah, I just.
But Maya doesn't do hair anymore. She just runs the salon. Uh-huh. So she's just the mind behind. The brand, the products. You brought up your own products, like a shampoo bar. Yeah. So she's just promoting. Yeah. Getting...
What's the products you have? You don't. Are your salons booked up? Because I tried to get my hair done, you know, to try and get blonde. And this woman says she's booked for like 3 months. It's crazy. Are you the same? Are you booked for months?
Yeah, to be honest with you, like the business was booming when everything happened. Yeah, when then my main arms, let's say, they weren't corresponding of the way that I thought that they would, for example. But to be honest, when I looked at the situation now, I think like, what? I try to see everything as if that hadn't happened, Maya wouldn't be sitting here now. So I think the universe always find a way to make you become who you are. You know?
Okay.
So when I look back, I actually have to thank them for doing that, you know, to making me to go to a position that I had to be forced to dress as a girl, to feel, experience, and like, opa, whoa, that's me, you know. Mm. Otherwise, I would never... Because of everything that I was like trying to make everything happy all the time, you know, like I wouldn't never probably myself. And a lot of people, I did a volunteer job in a hospice in Rahini.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called St. Francis Hospice or something like that. And I swear to God, guys, it was an amazing experience because I was there for probably 3-4 months. And everybody that I was talking, I was asking them because I'm very curious. I was like, what you can tell me about life or how it was for you and how it is for you. And then like they would say always like the answer was the same. Like, oh, like if I could go back, I would just be myself because I felt like now at the end, I feel like I wasn't myself, you know, or I wasn't.
Follow an authentic path.
But they're still happy. Okay,
there
was no sad people around there. I didn't see anybody sad. I thought I would walk into a place and everybody would say, oh my God, I'm dying. Because when I decided to go, I didn't know what a hospice was. And my friend who lived here before, and it's like I didn't understand English so well back then, he said to me, that's where people go to die. And I was like, what? You know, I didn't know what that was. I just was just some place to help people. And then, like, I thought I would walk in and people would be, like, sad. No, they were actually really happy. But all with that certainty about, like, being themselves or living life to the full, which I still quite trying to grasp that. What is live life to the full?
For me, it would be, that's why I love doing this with the mother of my boy. For me, it's a gift. He keeps on. That's why I love it, like, because you know when the kids get older, you know, they drift apart.
Yeah.
And so I love meeting up with Jack and Daniel, and they all have their roles. Like Jack is on sound, Daniel's on video, Hannah's my sidekick, and it's absolutely amazing. Jack, do you think we have time? Do you have anything for conspiracy?
No. Can I ask one more question? So, you know, you transition. So, being trans, have you sort of accepted the fact that maybe, or for the time being, you're not going to have a relationship for some time? Because those guys who you meet, they just not committed. They just want you as you are in the, you know, in secret. Uh-huh. And they not, you know, and they want... you know, socially presented you as a partner.
Yeah. To be honest with you, like I said, it's when you are yourself, it's just like, I'm still learning to be myself, okay?
Mm.
But it's still painful, you know? Because I still like, I'm dressed up in straight guys, yeah? So I know that guy that I'm interested in, like very rarely, they would like, go further or present myself as somebody that I would to like to have something longer, you know?
Mm.
So now I have that certainty because of the experience, you know? Of course, there will be guys that like in some level. Like there is some people I know this couple, and like the guy said to me like, oh, I'm in a relationship with this TV, yeah, to do know the difference between TV and TS and T, because there's lots of even between us, there's lots of how do you call that? Like these nickname, not nicknames, these abbreviations.
Yeah? Oh yes, yes.
Types or
epithet?
No, no. I know what you mean. You mean different definitions within the umbrella of trans. Umbrella
of trans, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So TV would be like a transvestite, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought TV is a TV.
No, not in our world.
Yeah, I fuck a television. I like to fuck. Have you got a problem with that?
I think there are some people who have a fetish like this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they are.
What are you talking about, Hannah? What? A flat screen TV? How are you going to fuck a flat screen TV?
I don't know. It's just in front, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
Maya, so you get paid for. Like, do guys pay you?
No, I decided actually to charge now.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm actually being serious about it, you know, because I said like, well, if they treat me like a whore already, which I love it, okay, don't get me wrong, that's actually nice, but pay for it, you know.
Oh, exactly. I'm with you, 100%.
If you don't,
nothing comes for free.
No.
You know?
And then a guy, for example, I had sex with a guy last week, and he said to me, "Oh, I never pay for sex." Very proud, eh? I never pay for sex because he probably thought, I know that type. Okay, that's it. Has a wife waiting for him. Down.
He's probably a guard, a sergeant. Have you ever shagged a guard?
Huh?
A guarda. Have you ever shagged a policeman?
Yes. Of course.
The Nyardi. I just think it's so funny. You know these Nyards? The Nyardi under Section 8. Meanwhile, you know, anyway. Okay, that's
so
funny.
So going back to
yes. And he said, I've never paid for sex.
Oh,
and
I would never pay. He said, I would never pay. So this guy came last week and then he... from the countryside, and then you talk a little bit, and then they have like 3 kids, and then the wife is waiting in the house in Cavan or Navan or nowhere, yeah? And then at the end that he got fucked and whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then they say like, he said, I would never pay for sex. And say like, okay, baby, let me just be clear here. So you wouldn't pay for sex, but I, the trans here, has to pay, because who is paying my bills? Mm-hmm. Who is paying my rent? Who is paying for my clothes, my makeup, for everything? It's me, yeah? So I'm paying for sex then. Because you're not contributing with anything. What are you contributing with here? You know, what you're giving me? So not giving me anything. Because you're not giving me a chance to know you better, to know your family, to be with you in another type of involvement. So you should pay then, actually, you know? Because that at least would be maybe make the things a little bit even.
Yeah, I get you. Because if it was, if they were having an affair with another woman, they wouldn't tell the... woman they're having an affair with that they're married.
Yes.
But maybe with you, because it's more taboo and it's more secret, they just feel comfortable.
Yeah, to
so
talk
it's,
about it.
It's, it kind of, it makes sense. They want all the things that go along with an escort without paying.
Without paying.
Yeah.
Oh, and they take advantage of that a lot.
QNT.
Oh, my God. And that's what I really... sometimes I want to be a politician, you know, a trans politician, and then
you
help
should.
The trans.
And I think Ireland might be the first country who would allow trans people to be politicians.
Yeah.
They have gay first gay prime minister.
Right. Listen, anyway, Jack, do we have anything on Conspiracy Corner?
I could, but this is we've gone on for a long time.
Well, okay,
I don't think we can top.
Okay.
There's the one last question. You know, like we had another trans on our podcast, and this obsession with pronouns. Are you worried pronouns?
You know where it's cis woman, cis man, he, them, she, binary thing, and all that.
I think that's so useless, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like I said, for me, it's just like, even people, oh, how was the transition? I don't see a transition. I just see like me just starting to do what I want. And then you think like, wait, but then you didn't have boobs. Now you have boobs. Okay. So how was that? That is me. I want, what interests me is men, Yeah, straight men. So what attract men? Of course, if you're fishing, you will put whatever in the water that is going to attract the fish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to attract my fish. You know? So I have to go, okay, what make them look at me more? You know?
It's so, a, yeah, I'm slowly catching up. I'm entrenched in my own sort of way of seeing things. It's hard for me to see outside of my own life experience. But yeah, it's fascinating, Hannah.
No, but what I love about you, Maya, that you find actually Ireland very supportive in a way.
Completely.
You know, so all this, you know, like it becomes so modern and people are so...
Come on, Ireland.
Oh my God, it's,
you know,
amazing.
Like,
it's
helpful.
Amazing.
It's
amazing. You guys have no idea how amazing it is.
I want to get my hair.
What you know from your childhood or growing up, it's just completely different. Yeah. It's like I don't think it's any other country.
Have you ever been to Thailand?
Yes.
How did you like Thailand?
I didn't like.
You didn't like? No.
No, I thought actually it was so nice everything, you know, like the country, and the buildings that I visited, and the nature and everything, but the people I didn't like. Sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Why? No, why didn't... What was...
I think they were fake.
I think so as well.
Did you?
I don't care that they're fake. So what? So what if they're fucking fake? Because they're doing it for the tourism. So what?
And just at the airport, real face.
Yes.
You know, like, there was no smile. Yeah. There was like no please. No.
Yeah.
Go, whoa.
I love
angry little women. I think they're gorgeous.
But when they want something for some money from you,
Okay, listen, before we lose all our time.
But you see, David just wants to be spank. maybe you like dominatrix.
Want to be what?
Spank. Because you said you want like women.
No, I like angry women.
Yeah, the angry women spank men.
No, I'll spank them.
Oh yeah, well, that doesn't.
Nobody fucking spank me, I kill you, man. Okay, listen.
It's just like the same David. I never pay for sex. It's like, I'm never gonna be spanked. Huh?
Would you say that?
What?
I have no other pay for sex.
I'm here with my sons. No, I mean, you know, I've had certainly experiences when I was younger. What do you call those? That type of experience. Box ticking, you know, like a bucket
brothel.
A brothel. But no, I think some men, some women like the transactional nature of paying for sex.
Yeah.
But certainly, it doesn't do it for me. Uh-huh. Paying for sex, I don't.
Yeah,
I have
an uncle as well. He always said to me, "My Maya, I cannot pay. Is this not interesting for
me?" Because I'm not feeling like I'm catching, part of it. You're not pursuing and seduction and so on.
Yeah.
And if it's just there for you.
Yes.
But I guess.
But when
there's nothing wrong with that.
But when you go and you have, for example, a family like those guys,
Oh yes.
And you are taking advantage.
Yeah.
Of the. To realize your fantasy, you go to a trans house and you fuck her, and there you are yourself. You get fucked, you fuck, and you have all that dirty things that you want to say, and then that you will never say to your wife, and then like, bye, see you again.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because I think a lot of, you know, you talked about those people in the hospice who wished they had lived more authentically.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know which philosopher says that a lot of people live in quiet desperation and they don't have an outlet for, you know, and it's all, you know, hello, yes, no, me and Asher, look at her, right? And they're, you know, they're fucking, so in a way, to meet someone like you, and it just, they can open up and let go in secret in a safe place.
Yes.
So,
and that might lead them to somewhere else.
Right.
You know, open, you know, just to start. Yeah. And then you can see, oh my God, I can actually feel, you know, because a lot of people don't feel.
But it's so interesting though, that just, I mean, we have to stop soon, but that Maya had an experience of being a man. Fair to say, and knows what it's like as a man for a man to be in that relationship, and then, but loves men. But then, as a woman, And that now it's a different kind of thing, and it's more intense. I don't know. It's just very interesting.
What are you saying? Well, I don't. You're mansplaining again.
I'm just trying to articulate the feelings I'm getting when Maya is explaining. It's a very unusual experience
that this
person is having in front
of me. Oh, and you can have, like, there's so many things I would like to tell you guys right now that comes to my mind, you know,
when we
go on a conversation. That's even for me,
yeah,
it's just like, now I'm going to Brazil tonight, yeah, so at 4 a.m. And then it's going to be a totally different world as well, because when I'm talking to my friends or the people that I know that are trans, they say like, oh, like, it's going to be different. Like, be careful, you know? Because I'm walking to a place that is totally different. It's not like Ireland, to be honest. I think because we are used to it, you guys are used to it, and I can see from outside, like, even I was in the hospital 1 week ago, I think, because I had, because of the breast surgery, I had an infection. Oh, my God, I was so glad. And I said, like, God,
you're in the best place.
Oh,
yeah,
it was in St. James Hospital, and I was like, I don't deserve this. Why? These people well, that's are helping beautiful. Me so
well,
much,
I think you know? The Irish people should listen to that. That's really, really nice. Hannah, yes? Can I say? Yeah.
Have you finished?
Yeah, no.
No, the story, you know, yeah. Like, yeah, that, yeah, that people were, you know.
So nice. They, yeah, like.
And
like,
in Brazil, not, they might not be as.
No, if you go, like, so you're talking about, like, the hospitals that I just mentioned now?
Or
it's going to be different.
Safe.
Yeah, I feel. There's nice there as well. Like, there's place that will be nice. But, like, that last experience that I had in the hospital here, I think it was, like very, I always love, like, Ireland, and that my home is here now. And, but, like, guys, because we are used to it here, people, like Irish people are used to it, they don't actually give the value that how good, how well treated. Like, I was
like
extremely humane. Like, they're so nice. They're nice. They're too nice to you. Like, I was in the hospital, and they were all the time, the nurse, the people, all that. Do you need anything? And with everybody, not just because I was a trans, do you need anything? Are you comfortable? Do you need food?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I was like, I mean, like, what? I'm not a king. Do you know why? Like, for me, that's not normal.
Well, that's like how that. We were ruled by the British for 800 years, you know? They came in, took our land, and we said, is everything all right?
on that positive note, how long have we been broadcasting for, Jack?
1 hour, 42.
Wow. That's the longest one we've done.
But there's a lot at the start.
Half an hour at the beginning.
Thank you so much, Maya, for...
It was a pleasure.
And thank you for being so open. It was a pleasure meeting you. Hannah was singing your praises. Maya this, Maya that, Maya. My pants are on fire.
We finally get to know a story of a person who we normally, like straight people, have never access to.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you to my princes, Jack and Dan. Daniel, to my beautiful ex-wife, but friend Gosh. For life,
uh-huh.
Hannah, enjoy the rest of it. See you next Tuesday. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Everyone like and subscribe and comment and all that good stuff. Thank you very much. And a thumbs up.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.